Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit on him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. Now this is quoted about Jesus. He was, of course, God's servant. He will not shout nor raise his voice nor cause it to be heard in the street. That was what Jesus said about himself when he healed people, and people said, oh, we want to go and shout it out to everybody. And Jesus said, no, don't tell anybody, because it was written that Jesus would not shout or raise his voice in the street. So he's saying, look, what's written about me is true of you. So this is why the key question in life is, what would Jesus do? That we've got to think of him and think of us and not think that, oh, well, that was Jesus. No, he is a real living pattern to each of us. A bruised reed he will not break. He will not quench even a dimly burning wick. He will faithfully bring forth justice. So, if people are weak in their faith, they're like a reed that's bruised, or they're like an oil lamp that's got a bad wick that's making more smoke than light, he doesn't just throw it out. He tries to fan it into life. That's what he's done with us, and that's how we should be with others. He will not fail nor be discouraged until he has set justice in the earth, and the islands will wait for his law. Thus says Yahweh, he who created the heavens and stretched them out, he who spread out the earth and that which comes out of it, he who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk in it. So see all the people on the earth, that they are actually consciously kept alive by God. He hasn't wound it all up on clockwork. God is active. God is not far from any of us. I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand and will keep you and make you a covenant for the people as a light for the nations, to open the blind eyes, to bring the prisoners out of the dungeon and those who sit in darkness out of the prison. Well, I said that all that's true about Jesus is true of us. And Paul realized that. He went and preached to the Gentiles, and he said, I do it because it's written that God has given Jesus as a light for the nations to open the blind eyes. And so because of that, Jesus was that. And so Paul therefore said that he also would be a light for the Gentiles. He would go and tell people about Jesus because that's what Jesus did. I am Yahweh, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to engraved images. Behold, the former things have happened, and I declare new things. I tell you about them before they come up. Sing to Yahweh a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, you who go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the islands and their inhabitants. Let the wilderness and its cities raise their voices with the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to Yahweh and declare his praise in the islands. Yahweh will go out like a mighty man, he will stir up zeal like a man of war. He will raise a war cry. Yes, he will shout aloud, he will triumph over his enemies. So this is the ultimate promise that God wins. And in the end God will, and all that seems to be against him will come to nothing. I have been silent a long time. I have been quiet and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a travailing woman. I will both gasp and pant. I will destroy mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. I will make the rivers islands and will dry up the pools. So this is how it is at the moment, that God is being silent. He says, I've been quiet and restrained myself. God really wants to act. And we think, oh, come on, God, why don't you act? Well, he does. He really wants to act. But he's restraining himself, and finally, when Jesus does come, and faith is turned to sight, absolutely, it'll be like he's screaming out, and sure, he is going to act. It's just that now, he's keeping silence. But that apparent silence of God does not mean that he doesn't have feelings. He really wants to act, but he says, I'm holding myself in until Jesus comes. Then I will bring the blind by a way that they didn't know. I will lead them in paths that they don't know. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. I will do these things, and I will not forsake them. Those who trust in graven images, who tell molten images, You, O our gods, they'll be turned back, they'll be utterly disappointed. And so all those who believe in idols, in whatever form they are, they're going to be so disappointed that, oh, I spent my life pursuing this career, this way to get wealth, the ownership of this property, this house, having these holidays. When Jesus comes, they will be totally disappointed in those things. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Saying, open your eyes, see the truth of it all. Who is blind but my servant, or who is as deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is as blind as he who is at peace, and as blind as Yahweh's servant? You see many things, but don't observe. His ears are open, but he doesn't listen. It pleases Yahweh for his righteousness' sake to magnify the law and make it honourable. But this is a robbed and plundered people. All of them are snared in holes, and they're hidden in prisons. They have become a prey, and no one delivers, and a spoil, and no one says, restore them. Who is there among you who will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear, bearing in mind the time to come? So God is saying, it doesn't have to be like this. Bear in mind the time to come. Remember that I am going to restore you. And I will say, restore them, which is what he said eventually through Cyrus and eventually through Jesus. Who gave Jacob as plunder and Israel to the robbers? Didn't Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, and they disobeyed his law. Therefore he poured the fierceness of his anger on him and the strength of battle, and it set him on fire all around, but he didn't know, and it burned him, but he didn't take it to heart. It's one of the tragic things when people suffer so much, but they don't learn. They don't, as it says here, they were burnt, but they didn't take it to heart. They refuse to know. They refuse to respond. And we've got to look at our sufferings and issues in life and learn and see that this is from God. And to be developed by those things rather than just wallowing like Judah did in, oh, poor us, this happened, that happened, etc.